It's 8:45. We will call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the floor. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, which is a general agenda. Approve minutes of meeting held February 22nd. Approve all claims through March 7th in the amount of $305,691.01. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve fee report, clerk of district court, and register deeds for month of February 2012. Approve permit 897 for Windstream Nebraska Inc. to replace a communication facility, East 28 Claytonia Township.
I would move the consent agenda be approved as presented.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Discussion. I do want to do a little discussion. Maybe Road and Bridge would be the appropriate time, but our permits that we just hand out for the road constructions, anytime they lay fiber optic water lines, whatever it may be, I believe we need to start looking at maybe a fee associated with some of these. It says that they will restore the road to the condition it is, but it always seems like 6 months, a year later after they're gone, we end up going back in and repairing after it settles, packing down. So we might want to think about that in the future.
And Rick, I agree with that because it's restored to its original condition, you know, a week later or whenever the project's done. But inevitably, over a period of time, that's going to settle. And, you know, it's going to cost the county extra rock, extra grading, whatever it's going to take to restore it back, you know, over a longer period of time. So it's something that I think we should look at, yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? This agenda is light. Okay, so we are 9 o'clock. We have Rock and Gravel. We have a closed session with Paul Douglas, FOP update and personnel issues, committee reports. Let's do committee reports. Building and grounds. Okay. Economic development.
Yeah, we met a week ago, our fifth and final meeting with the original plan with Smart Solution or whatever, what they developed. And they developed, and I think I put that, had Don put one in all of your boxes over there, what they call their, basically it's their draft, their ending draft. And we visited the other night about it, tweaked it some, sent some more things that we needed in there or whatever, and then they're going to give us that final plan back. And that basically will complete what they originally had set out to help us with or whatever. Had a memorandum of understanding that should have also been in your box or whatever. That is kind of so we can start working on and having the city and the council, the city council and the board, and we met last night up here, our group, our four, three and four off of that, and we went over the memorandum of understanding and we, you know, some things we want to make sure in there as far as the funding, how we're going to handle that, and as far as the making sure some of the bylaw stuff is in there and making sure the confidentiality agreements are right. Some of that now we're going to visit with Roger here and with Tobias and between them, we're going to get from this side kind of the memorandum of understanding finalized, and then hopefully next week we'll have another meeting. I don't know if we can now because we had one set up for the 15th, but that's the township meeting out at the fairgrounds. So we'll set that a different time. Our next meeting we're going to have without Smart Solutions. It'll be just the advisory group there or whatever. And then they have started to line up an attorney to start working on their bylaws and everything that they need to become a 501c. 501 whatever. And I'm not an attorney. And he's smiling at me, but I'm not an attorney.
You're doing good, Mike.
Yeah.
You're doing fine.
And so they're going to start working on that. And Smart Solutions did also make another proposal, and that is dependent on, and next week we'll discuss that more. We discussed it some last night. They will help us if we so choose. They had about four or five things in there, and they'll help us finish this on out. They will help us advertise and hire for a director, an economic development director, and there's and help us to launch this, and then and then help us to make sure that we get the bylaws and everything, you know, help coordinate the rest of the project to basically get going. And their comments was that hopefully in 2 months we should be up and running. Now, that's their comments. So.
Okay.
Any questions or if you had those things you got in your box there and stuff, if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask. I mean, feel free to call or something and visit too. Or I know Kathy, last time after the meeting, you had some good questions and good comments. So we need that feedback so that hopefully here going forward we can keep this going.
Okay, emergency management.
Continuing on the narrow banding project. Other than that, Mark's not got a whole lot going on. I shouldn't say it like that because Mark's always got a lot going on. But getting closer on the narrow banding project. And reminder, next week the 13th in Blue Springs is NIMS training. Oh, excuse me, Weimar. NIMS training. So
I had a question on that. You said something about when that you sent an email out or something that most of us needed to have that training, or who needs that training, I guess?
All the county board needs the training. Some of you have it. You should have it through Adams.
We had it about 10 years ago. Okay. Okay.
So if you want a refresher, you can come, but otherwise everybody, anybody else that's on the board needs the training. And that has a lot to do with any federal declarations or disasters or anything that we have.
And that's next Tuesday at what time?
7 o'clock at the Weimar Community Center.
In everyone's packet, there should be the interim interlocal agreement for EMS services. You'll see Odell, Cortland, Claytonia, and Beatrice, I believe, approved theirs the other night. Those go around. Just everyone to see those, and we'll take action next meeting. So these were the ones to finish out the rest of this year, fiscal year, and then get us into July 1 of 2012, and there'll be a new agreement. Probably look very similar to this, but we just wanted to bridge that time. So just be aware of that.
Okay. Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance.
Went through claims, working somewhat in just conversations with Road and Bridge about how we'll work and put the budget together for next year, or next fiscal year rather, and paving projects, things like that. Some conversations with the sheriff about his budget and getting through the rest of the fiscal year. And, of course, phones starting to ring, people starting to talk. I need, I want, I'd like. So those conversations will start. So.
Okay. Human resource employee relations. Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Insurance?
Nothing.
Law enforcement?
We met Monday. Even last week, Gus called and updated us. They had another car that they're having issues with or whatever. It's got 170-some thousand miles on it. We've visited. Gus has visited with us. At the current time, we'll probably try and share cars or share things and try and wait till next budget to replace that car. It's having enough issues again that it's not worth fixing or whatever. And We knew our fleet was aged and a lot of miles, and unfortunately that's all kind of showing up at the same fiscal year or whatever and stuff, so hopefully things will change. Then Gus updated us on some security issues here at the courthouse, and there'll be more coming some time forward on that. They're working on some of that information. And then I don't know if Gus wanted to comment or whatever. The other day, you had a lockdown here. I know you visited with us about the law enforcement committee. I don't know how that went or if
Well, it was ironic. I was talking to your committee, my committee at the time when we decided to do a lockdown. It didn't go well as I wanted, obviously, because there's no policies in place. I think about the first time we did it. But it was an opportunity for us to do a drill. And I picked up on about two sheets worth of things that I make sure that I have in the policy to make sure it runs a little smoother. I like to have at least a 5 minute or less lockdown time. Of course, that wasn't the case this time because we're just trying to figure out what we're doing. But I think this really probably helped us how we're going to do it next time. And it'll just give me time now that I know I'm responsible for making sure the policies are done. It's just we're trying to get the first ones done for the screening station and the control access to the doors, and then we'll move on to this one here. Once I'm going to make sure once I tweak them, they go to Roger, and then finalize it, and then I'll go to the board and sign off on it. So, but otherwise, it went well. I don't think they found the individual yet from the robbery yesterday, but I think Rex said they're going to have some elected officials give me some input as well on how they thought. So, and I'm sure they'll have about the same thoughts I had, like oh. But anyway, that's kind of how it went. So.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anything else, Myron?
No.
Terry, Road and Bridge.
Okay, everybody should have the department activities in their packet for the last week. Also in your packet, there are the resolutions that were passed years back that has the road limitations on them. There's quite a few, I think a half a dozen of them on each road that restricts the tonnage capacity on the roads. That's something that I would like to discuss at the next meeting, bring it up. Also in your packet, there should be a Department of Roads restrictions or limits that they use on their roads. I would like for everybody to go back to their people in the district and see what their feelings are. I think we have to, in a lack of a better word, pull these restrictions on these roads and go by the state standard. The reason these were put in place, the way I understand it, when we did a complete county road project, they were there to keep these roads in good condition. So some of these limits on these roads are restricted pretty hard. And the policies worked well in the past, because what it did, it kept the commercial traffic off these roads, but the locals still used them. Now, the DOT is enforcing those limits. Some of these are unrealistic to today's traffic that we've got. And that DOT's there, by the way, because of a complaint. That's why they're in the area, because of a local complaint. So they come down and are enforcing those restrictions. Keep in mind, you know, some of these roads that are restricted, you couldn't even drive an empty semi over them. The roads are being used now, you know, the farmers are using them to get to town, to do whatever. So keep in mind that if we change these restrictions, the traffic probably will increase on them, and they will deteriorate quicker than they are now. So there's going to be a cost involved also. So, but it's not uniform now. I mean, we're picking out a road here and saying you can't travel it, and then we're letting everybody travel on this other road. There's nothing uniform in Gage County right now, and I think that's what we have to do. It's got to be uniform. Either we restrict them all or none of them. You know, it's not uniform. There's no, so it's something I want everybody to think about. Look at your information, your resolutions, and next meeting, you know, I'd like to have an up and down vote either, and it's, I'm going to wait on Roger here to make sure this is legal, and I think it is, to pull those restrictions on those roads and make everything uniform. So by next meeting, we'll hopefully have an up and down vote. What everybody wants to do, we'll come up with a decision. Also, pertaining to that meeting, Matt drafted a letter back to the state of Nebraska concerning the weed department, and set them back an answer on that. We have to, as everybody saw in their packet, we have to come up with a weed superintendent. We don't have one right now. Two other things in the committee report that we had. Discussion is 8 and 10 hour days. We went through this last year. We was going to discuss in 2 weeks and come up with a, you know, what we, the committee, thought was the best resolution for those to follow for this year. And also, Linden Road, that project is finally done. Keith Cracklow has spent hours and hours on it. Nobody else would have got this done except for him. So it's finally, the railroad is out of it now, so we can straighten that road out as soon as construction crews start doing dirt work. That'll be finished up.
Okay.
Terry, I've heard some complaints from some of the people that live out that way and travel that road about it'd be the next mile east of where the hook in the road is. I'm assuming that's going to be regraded and finished better once the whole project's done. Is that
Yes, the whole correct? Road will be finished all the way from 77 to Holmesville.
Right.
So, is that what you're saying?
But he's talking the mile over.
No, the mile. It's Linden Road. It's the mile east of it, of the hook in the road.
Yeah.
It's become pretty washboarded and I think it's short of material.
I just took it the other day. That's where I talked about the gravel or the rock on it.
Head south.
Where the next intersection, yeah. And that mile east.
Yeah, they've obviously fixed it since they've talked
okay, good.
To you.
Okay.
I was on it Monday. I took that road when I came to Roden Bridge. And there's fresh material on it.
And you were able to drive 70?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not with that rock. I mean, I don't know if I hit 30, 35.
25.
I do want to touch on Roden Bridge, the discussion on the resolution of the blacktops. I'm going to bring some history into it. When I come onto the board, preservation of the blacktops was the first and foremost critical thing. We have 155 miles of blacktop. If they go under, it's $300,000 a mile minimum to replace. So what they've always told us in the past is speed is what destroys a blacktop. That rolling weight of an 18-wheeler, you cannot hurt them with a car. So we have the fine line of do we raise them and know that we're going to repair roads down the road and they may not have the money for it? It's that fine line that this board's going to have to decide on. What do we do? Because there is a drawback to the weights. And there's critical times of the year. We can reduce them during freeze and thaw, which I don't know how much traffic's on there during freeze and thaw. Those are the questions we need to ask people because there is a drawback of increasing the tonnage, and that is you're going to have to repair roads sooner. And we're struggling. Bottom line is we're struggling to keep our infrastructure in place on 155 miles of road. So keep those thoughts in mind.
At our last township meeting we had, that did come up, and people in our district asked, well, how many miles of overlay are we doing this year? Zero, because we couldn't afford it. So we're doing zero overlay. I mean, there's armor coating and stuff like that going to go on, but as far as the overlaying part, it's expensive to do. And somewhere down the road, we're going to have to face it. So.
Bond it. We'll have to look at a bond down
yeah.
the road.
Yeah.
And we've done that in the past. I mean, that's how it's done. Any more committee topics? If not, it's 9:03, and we need a motion to close all rock and gravel bids at 9:03.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. You want to pass those down to Roden Bridge? Pardon me. 7-0 to approve. I'm sorry.
I'll open them to read them. Ultra one of those roads in the they do it. The ones that use them want to pay the property tax.
It's a fine line.
It is. Should be a discussion at the township.
Well, there's various prices for each township on this bid. This bid is from RL Team and Construction, gravel screen bank gravel bid. I'll just give you the gravel price. We're at $940 a ton on this particular one for spring only. Once again, same way, RL Team and bid price for gravel $985 a ton, various for all townships. It doesn't really say what pit we're coming out of on these that I see. Alexandria Pitt on that one, excuse me, and Powell Pitt on the first one.
Western Sand and Gravel.
Okay, this is one from
Western Sand
and Gravel.
Ashland.
From Ashland. Bonds, everything in there. Pit price for gravel, $9.35 a ton. A sand and gravel. Pit price for gravel, $8.95 per ton. Consolidated sand and gravel, $9.20 per ton. This is a Worst gravel bid from here's another one for $8.85 a ton. I think this would be from the Powell pit. This would be a rock bid from Rock On. This is just a hauling from the Bronson Quarry. No rock price on this. This delivery cost from the Bronson Quarry. And per ton delivery cost, the range is all on this particular one, range is all the way from 546 down to 280, just depending on location. Another from Rock On, another rock bid delivery cost. Again, this one's from the site quarry. They all change just because of location. This is from Gaina Trucking. Once again, probably just delivery price to all the northern townships.
No, he's got a pit price.
Yeah.
You've got a gravel bid pit price.
Let's see where that's coming from. $9.35 on that pit price. I don't see the location right off the top of my head here. I'm sure it's probably in here though. Beatrice Concrete. This would be a rock bid. Various sizes of rock. 1.5 inch, 11.30 all the way up to big stuff, 13.10. And delivery costs are also in there. Range from 6 down to 282 per ton. Simply again because of location. This is Martin Marietta, which is Weeping Water rock. Same as the other one, 1 inch rock, $10.85, all the way to $13.20. Just a rock bid on that particular one. So
that was Martin Marietta.
That was Martin Marietta. Where was that come from? Find out.
This was Gaina Trucking one, and it doesn't. It just has a pit price, and okay. Doesn't say pit price, but then they have the hauling price on the northern townships.
I mean, where was that pit located?
It doesn't say. It does not say, but it says gravel bid, but it doesn't say what pit front.
I would make a motion that we accept all bids for rock and gravel contingent on review by our highway superintendent in that office, and then to reaffirm that in 2 weeks after they have a chance to review that.
Okay, moved by Bauman, seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Any more on that, Terry?
No.
Okay.
Not for right now.
Okay, next thing is a closed session with an update from Paul Douglas, and then we'll have a closed session after Paul leaves with an FOP update and a personnel issue. So we need a motion.
Closed session to hear from Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas, a closed session by Byers.
State the reason for.
For the update on, I can't remember, the Beatrice 6.
Finally called Beatrice 6.
Okay. Is that
litigation?
Litigation of the Beatrice 6. Okay. And seconded was Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
Well,
can you shut the? Oh,
hold on a second. Had a change of personnel since I've gotten here.
Wait. Okay.
Need a motion to come out of the executive session at 11:34.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. I got another letter. Johnson County Zoning Administrator. Johnson County Commissioners will hold a public hearing on March 13th at 11 a.m. at the Johnson County Courthouse Commissioners Room to discuss a special use permit filed by Invenergy Wind Development to build a 60-megawatt wind facility. We can attend there if we need to.
And part of the reason you're getting that, because it comes that zoning area comes up and borders the eastern edge of Gage County. It comes right up to the mile line.
Okay.
And that's why you're getting that letter.
Yep. Okay. Lawn care proposals. We will be taking informal bids on the lawn mowing fertilization programs. Due to the basic fact, $5,000 to $20,000, we can accept informal bids. So we're not going to do the formal ask for
printed
bids. We're going to save some money on publication. And then Thelma Lowmaker is retiring Thursday.
Lumpker.
What did I say?
Lowmaker.
Wow. Thursday, March 22nd, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Gage County District Courtroom. So is there anything else for the good of the order of the Gage County Board of Supervisors?
Briefly, I have a meeting on Friday with that Chief Elected Officials Board regarding potential redistricting of Region 4 that may or may not go into the greater Lancaster, kind of redistricting those lines. And so it's just a meeting to probably do this. But we have to come up with some sort of plan, so I'll try to bring you some details. Over.
Rex.
Terry.
If you're going to be in contact with Mark, tell him or ask him what we're looking at with these roads. See what he says about it.
Okay.
I mean, he discussed it before, and he said, well, we should take core samples. Well, it never gets done, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, tell him what we got coming up here. If he wants to get down there and core them things tomorrow, you better get going.
Okay.
All right.
What's the potential of that gentleman being present next week in our township?
Well, that's not up to us. So
Gary or Galen was going to ask.
Oh, okay.
Galen was going to talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot earlier when you were doing Road and Bridge, Terry. Hickory Road. Has anybody traveled that lately? Just going to advise you to just take a little stroll and drive that. I don't know what's going on, but it's really gone downhill recently.
Yeah. Worse than it was.
No, bad.
Bad.
Very bad.
Bad.
Because of material or
I think there's a lot of loose material and it's creating a lot of washboards.
Too much material almost.
Yeah, my opinion, but I'm not a road expert.
Wow. It's a 30 mile an hour road.
Yeah.
Top speed.
Yeah.
It really is.
Especially
well,
if you're driving a light truck.
It gets patrolled almost daily.
Twice a week.
Yeah. Minimum.
Yeah, I don't know what's changed, but something's changed. It's because it's been pretty good up until this last
Well, as far as I know, it's the same patrol operator that's doing it, other than, well, I should take that back. That's the gentleman that quit and
Ryan
went
Vogel.
To work for the city. Oh, Vogel.
Yep, Ryan.
Remember?
It's a new grader.
So it could be a new operator. I'll express concerns with Galen. I got to stop down there anyway.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
You guys, if anybody wants to go to that GIS meeting, they've been holding it off, but they are downstairs. I think she may have started. Won't take long.
Well, some of us have a meeting with Gus.
Yeah, we have a lot.
I think he's down there as well, or was. So.
Well, so Rex is going? Okay.
Anything else for the good of the order? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 11:38.
Now, as far as...